And in Michigan is looking to beat a chilly winter. How can we help you with your heating question?
Well, I just bought a pellet stove, and it's running great, except for my ranch is the basement is super hot, and the upstairs is super cold. So I was my idea was, what about reversing the furnace? Because, you know, the cold air returns are always on the floor, and the heat vents are always toward the ceiling.
Okay. So is you would
possible?
Love to... Now... Tell me how the house, the entire house, is normally heated by the furnace.
Yes.
And where did you add this pellet stove?
In the basement, kind
of. So obviously, that's why the basement is so warm.
Right.
I would not recommend doing anything different to the furnace because it's potentially dangerous. Furnaces are designed to run. Is this gas furnace?
Yeah.
Yeah. You start messing with that, you could do something dumb. And cause a reversal of the draft.
Oh, that could be
and that would suck carbon monoxide into the house, and that would be a really bad thing.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do that. But in order to get some of that heat upstairs, what you might want to do is think about putting in some floor registers in the upstairs that maybe you can close off. If you put some registers in the floor that basically connect the ceiling of the basement to the floor above, then heat will come up that way. In fact, you know, in the old days, that's how they heated upstairs. They used to have big floor registers so that the heat from the fireplace or from the wood stove would waft up into the bedrooms. No, with no ductwork.
Well, they're essentially a duct themselves,
yeah,
the floor
exactly.
vent.
It's a hole right through the floor that has a grate on top.
Okay.
All right, Andy, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. And it sounds like Andy's pellet stove maybe is a little bit too big for that space.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, and my basement's always super warm, so I'm like, why would you want to put it there?
But people always do come up with really creative solutions, like reversing the flow of the furnace. Not such a good idea.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.